Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Boston's home for sports. Boston's home. It's just a command away.
Open your mouth.
Just ask your smart speaker to play. Play 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, I need one of those.
For the latest podcasts, the latest sports news,
and for Tetra and Rich,
download the 98.5, the Sports Hub app now.
Ooh, ooh. 98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Tetra and Rich. 617-779-0985. All right, Rich, what's going on over here?
Okay, so I thought about you this past weekend because I've told you about my friend who is eternally single. He is one of these guys that I don't even know if it's that he hasn't found the right one. I just think he enjoys hooking up with women and not having to marry any of them.
Yeah, I have a friend like that in Chicago.
Okay, and it's borderline, like there's days where I think it's amazing, like, wow, this is kind of crazy. I mean, you just hook up with women left and right, and then there's times where I find it to be the most horribly depressing thing in the world.
Well, the guy I know started young using party lines. He actually would pull girls off of those party lines that they advertised on TV.
Oh,
and get
really?
Them to come over. He's the only person in the history of the planet
that succeeded. So that's like before there was Tinder. It was the party
before
line.
There was cell phone. I mean, he would call party lines and like get girls to come over or go over to their house.
But I mean, there is something to be said. Like if you're a single guy and you are in your 30s or even like early 40s and you have like a decent job.
That's the thing.
You are hooking up left and right.
Right. I mean, he said that like he, you know, has sex with a lot of girls and they're like early to mid 20s and he's a year younger than me. So he's 42. And he said that, I'm like, aren't they, why do they want a 42-year-old? And he's like, A, like there's dad stuff going on. And B, like if you can take them to like what you would consider a normal dinner now, like have to understand that these,
like a nice restaurant, they're like, whoa, this is somebody who actually, you know, can get secure. I have security if I end up.
Or
with this
yeah, or there. It's just different. You know, like right. they might not. And you don't want them hanging around anyway.
Sure. I think there's also something inherently that there's some women who think that because the person is older than them, that they've kind of got their life together, which isn't always the case. But I think there's something kind of inherent there. And so, you know, the amount of women that he's hooked up with is ridiculous. Now, there's a lot of times where women will think that this is something, like he's the type of guy that might settle down eventually. And, you know, he'll unfortunately, after several dates, they'll realize pretty quick, no, that's just not the kind of guy he is. He has no interest whatsoever. He's not looking for the one. This is just kind of how he's been. So about a month ago, he had been kind of flirting with a woman who is a consultant where he worked. Like she was an employee at the actual office that right. he worked, but she would come by and he would see her several times a month. And when they saw each other, they were kind of flirty. And so they'd built up somewhat of a relationship. And then finally, at one point, he was just like, hey, you know, let's go for it. And he goes, okay, would you like to go on a date? She said, absolutely. They lined it up for him to go over to her house and pick her up. It was a couple Friday nights ago. So he shows up. It's around 7 o'clock on Friday night. And he gets to her house. She has her own place. He shows up. And when he gets to the house, he goes to the door. She answers the door and, you know, greets him and stuff. And then she comes in and her mom is sitting there. And he goes, oh, this is my mother, Anne. I've told her so much about you, which immediately he's going, oh, what?
Yeah.
So I've told her so much about you. And, oh, you know, I told her about the joke you told me, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, oh, hey, very nice to meet you. And he goes, I'm going to take her with us tonight. Is that cool? Can we all three of us go together?
Is there part of him who's thinking this is going to be a little, a little weird. They're, that they're into something that maybe is against
nature. You've watched way too much porn. Right? So this is like...
I wouldn't like that scene because it's too gross.
So he goes, we're going to take it with her. And he doesn't know what to really do at that point because he immediately knows, like, this woman's psycho. Yeah. Like, I mean, she's introduced me to her mother and taking her on the date when we've literally just talked, like, for several minutes at a time.
And he can't and leave because she's a consultant to the company. Right. Normally...
Well, so what he did was he went to the bathroom. I came back out. And had set a thing on his phone to make his phone ring. And when it rang, he went outside and left. Officially, the shortest date he's ever been on. And just said, I didn't want to. And I said, what a rude a-hole you are. And he goes, man, I just didn't want to have to deal with it. And I didn't want to be a dick in front of her. And like the mom. And then the mom's all emotional. He goes, it's different if it's a girl. He goes, I've been on plenty of dates where I immediately knew that this was going to be a bad date. And I've gone through the date and, you know, we've just done that and I've tolerated it because what's one evening? And he goes, but when the whole mom thing was involved, like I had just been kind of tired from the week. I didn't want to deal with it. So I just like found a way to get out of it. And I said, have you talked to her since? And he goes, yeah, I talked to her and I just told her that I didn't want to be on the date. So I found a way to get out.
Now, did she explain why she wanted to bring her mom?
She wanted to introduce him to her mother because she liked him and this was like a very
She's
important
a psycho,
to her apparently.
Psychotic.
She was really
How
angry.
Old was she?
I think she was mid to late 20s. Probably around like 27, 28.
Okay, because that is very early. There could be a situation where I could see like a girl who's been have her mother harping on her. She's like 40 or something and her mother's been harping on her. Like, you know, get a boyfriend. And then so finally she's just like, screw it. Come over. Hey, are you happy now? Like, get off my back. Like, this is like, I don't care about this guy, but just like, here.
Just get him out.
Yeah, just like, you know, I don't care, but hey, mom, look, yeah, I'm dating. Hooray.
All right. Have you ever had a shorter date than that? 617-779-0985. And, you know, I was thinking about it. I'm like, well, this isn't the type of guy to do that. Like, he's like a really nice guy, and he's not an a-hole. And then I thought about another situation. I guess when you just have such a mass collection of times that you've gone on dates, there's going to be several instances where you just aren't in the mood. So apparently there was one time where a friend of mine was taking him on a double date and my single friend, he was the one driving. So they pulled up to this girl's apartment and my friend saw the two girls come walking out and he went, nope, and turned around and drove away. Yeah.
Well, I've pulled girls out of bars before and then like saw them in the light and said, I got to skedaddle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's happened to me before. Yeah, I'm surprised your friend goes on all these dates. My friend in Chicago just uses Tinder, and then it's just, I mean, there's very seldom a date involved.
No, he does a ton of that, too. Like, yeah. He does a ton of that. But, I mean, this was somebody that, and you know what? To be quite honest, there were no red flags when because he was telling me that. Because there were no red flags. She seemed, like, super nice. And, you know, it was someone who seemed fun to hang out with. But, like, the minute I show up, and like says, mom's coming with us. I'm like, boy, did I completely misread the room in this situation.
There's one thing. If she was just a little bit older, I could see why she did it. In just that situation where her mom was bothering her so much.
She to just get her went, off her back?
Yeah, just went, hey, here's a guy. And like maybe it's on the guy. Like she didn't really even like him. And she was just like, hey, look, a guy in a suit.
No, that's on her for saying she's coming on the date. Like if the mom is there at the house, that's one thing. And that's still weird. But that is one thing.
The mom at the house, I don't know how weird that is if she's in her 20s.
Well, I think it's a little bit weird if, like, it's not her mom's house or anything.
Well, maybe she had, like, five
and
kids.
And I told you about it.
Maybe that's didn't the know case. About it.
Maybe you might be right. And maybe she's watching the kids. Who knows? But, I mean, but she's coming on the date with us. No, thank you. I'm out of there. I mean, I wouldn't do that. But, I mean, I there's part of me that was just like, crazy.
I was having this conversation with someone, I think, here. And, like, say you met a girl. It was, like, the winter. And she I have someone in particular in mind, and like you met them and like they were good looking and you were getting along and you go and she comes over to your house and like you're going at it a little bit And then she takes off like her shirt and reveals that she has like a tattoo, like a giant tattoo of her dad's face or something.
We've done that before. Like, you know, we talked about this.
But that,
like,
is such a...
Like when a tattoo can be so disgusting that it turns you off and you can't be with this person anymore. Yes.
That situation, you have to have such mental control because the ability to just go, what's the worst thing that could happen?
Like, just dive right in.
Yeah, like, because maybe it's someone that if you, like, saw out, like, in the summer, you'd be like, there's no way.
Yeah.
But right. then, like, but in the heat of the moment,
yeah.
and you're ready to get it in, and then you see this tattoo, and you're
her dad's face?
Or just, you know what I'm saying? Or just something that's...
Something that indicates that there might have been some problem.
Yeah, something that is, like...
Large that might be in color in a bad spot.
Right.
Yeah.
Just something that just goes, like, wow, you're probably a psycho. Yeah.
Ty Anderson chiming in. Fastest date. Got set up through a friend. Girl goes, oh, I thought you were somebody else. We went separate ways. Second fastest. Girl brought her best friend and I sat in the back seat as they drove around looking to buy weed.
Sounds
sexy.
Well, the worst date I ever had. The worst date I ever had. I took a girl to U2 and took her backstage. And when it was over, we went by back to her apartment and she just said, see ya.
You were like, time to pay the piper.
No, I took her backstage to U2. I thought she'd at least invite me up for a drink.
Was this the first date?
The second date.
Oh, okay. You, sir, are not chivalrous.
We went to U2 backstage.
Usually Bono's the deal closer.
No, it's not grateful at all.
No.
I see what you're talking about there.
No, just like, you know, how about like a little peck on the lips?
Something.
Yeah, like that. That's
something
right.
for the effort. It's like a tip after dinner. Same thing.
That's right. Yeah. All right. We will be joined by...
Full phone lines, by the way.
I can see.
Yeah, full phone lines.
Well, but sometimes we don't have the luxury of
that. That's too bad.
Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated is going to join us in just a moment.
Thatcher and Rich.
All right. 98.5, the Sports Hub, we're touching Rich. We'll get to Chris Mannix in just a moment, but I have to hear this. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Back in 92, when I was a senior at Danvers High, I got the hottest chick to finally go out on a date with me. So we ended up going up to the Sidewalk Cafe at Salisbury Beach to see Danger Danger and Tora Tora.
Oh, yeah.
So I spent all cash on front row and VIP in a limo. Let's just say at the end of the show, she got invited on the tour bus, and I went home alone. So I never got my naughty, but I did get my walkie shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Look at you with the hair metal puns.
Oh.
Only you and I think, get those references.
Danger, Danger, and Tora, Tora.
Right, the two times Tora.
Oh, my goodness. There's so much of our audience that has no idea what that is.
It's Salisbury Beach. Just everything about that story
like how
is 1,000% true. Because at the minute he said, yeah, I saw Danger, Danger at Salisbury Beach, I'm going, of course you did.
And by the way, the idea of getting a limo to go to see Salisbury Beach, Tora, Tora, and Danger, Danger. Honey, we're going to do the night right.
Sure. Salisbury Beach.
You're the only guy without a suspended license in that whole crowd.
It's like the North Shore's version of the French Riviera.
All right. So Chris Mannix is the senior writer for Sports Illustrated, also an NBA analyst for NBC Sports Boston. You can follow him on Twitter at @SiChrisMannix. Mr. Mannix, hello.
What's happening, guys?
Not a whole lot. So this Celtics team seems to be coming together.
Yeah, I mean, look, they were always going to get better. It was a question of when and how much. If you look, I thought the turn would come probably in January. If you look at that January schedule, it's reasonably soft, and a whole lot of home games are on that slate. I thought that would be the month that they, you know, made their move. But in the last couple of weeks, you've seen some, you know, obscenely bad teams on the schedule, whether it's, you know, ending a trip against New Orleans, opening a homestand against the Cavs. So this is an opportune time for them, given who they're playing, to start to turn the corner a little bit. And the Knicks were just, you know, next victim up, I guess.
Last night's lineup seemed to be the perfect fit. And I know that Brad Stevens has been juggling people around, and there's been all these theories about, is there too much clutter on this team? There's so much talent. Where do you put them? And it was injury and circumstance that kind of led us to this. But having Jaylen Brown and, for right now, Gordon Hayward come off the bench and Marcus Smart starting seems to be the right fit for the time being. Do you look at that being something that he's going to roll with until maybe teams figure it out, or Gordon Hayward's development gets to a spot where they want to put him back in the starting lineup?
Yeah, I mean, both those things, I think. You know, Brad's not going to mess with success at this point. And with Marcus playing the way he has, I think he's going to be in the starting lineup. But this is – and I'm not Monday morning quarterbacking here, guys. I said from day one that there needs to be a more balanced starting lineup. And I thought it was almost too easy to start the season with the five guys who are your biggest names in that starting lineup. I mean, you kind of placated egos to some degree by starting Jalen and starting Gordon and Kyrie and all those guys that came back and had a history as starters. The reality is you need balance, and that lineup probably should have been deployed more like, you know, Golden State deployed its death lineup out there. You need to use it judiciously and not start games with it. And I think they've come around to that. You know, Smart, even though he drives you crazy with the three-point shooting every so often, is not someone that needs the ball in his hands to be successful. He brings energy, defense, that first unit. So I like it. And I think, yeah, they're going to roll with that. I don't know if it ends the season this way, but certainly for the foreseeable future, you'll see Marcus Smart in that starting lineup.
Chris, where do you think the maturation is? Where in the evolution of the maturation is Jason Tatum? Obviously, last year spoke for itself, just a great year. But the beginning of this season, he became basically a one-on-one isolation player, and I think the offense suffered. And now that Gordon Hayward is back to being more like Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving is Kyrie Irving, it looks like he's finally kind of found his spot in the pecking order of things.
Yeah, I think I don't even know that he's all the way there yet. I think he's still trying to learn where he's going to get his shots and how often they're going to come. Look, I think Jason Tatum has like 30 point per game in the NBA potential. I think he's that gifted as a scorer. It probably doesn't happen with this Celtics team because of the quality of talent around him, but he's an elite level scorer and with the potential to be just incredible. But he's still kind of, you know, picking his spots there a little bit. I mean, he's kind of relegated at times to, you know, a drive and kick, you know, spot up shooter off Kyrie drives and Gordon Hayward drives and, you know, other players in that mix. And I think he's still trying to figure that out. He's gotten better certainly in the last, you know, few months, but I think there's even another level for Jason Tatum with this group to come in the next few weeks.
I think the most surprising thing that I saw over the past couple of days was, and Jaylen Brown last night was fantastic, is that for the first time in like the last 20 games, they were getting in the paint. Gordon Hayward, ever since Kyrie Irving gave him that motivational speech saying, you're one of the best players in this league, you need to be more aggressive. Like, he's been getting into the paint so much that I don't even wince anymore when he comes down with a ball or he goes up. I don't think about his ankle snapping. It's something that was missing for so long. And, I mean, I have to think that was just because they were being called out for not being aggressive anymore, correct?
Yeah, I mean, the offense was so bizarre. I mean, they're way too good to be, you know, bottom third of the NBA, bottom five in the NBA they were at one point offensively. And it was frustrating watching a team full of guys that were both good free throw shooters with the capability of getting to the line settle for jump shots. Now, I know that all the numbers said that those shots were wide open, and if you've got shooters like Hayward's been and Kyrie's been and Jason Tatum is, you know, 1 point last year was a 40%+ 3-point shooter, you take that. But there was no balance to what they were doing offensively. So how they've kind of ramped up their offense going to the basket and being more aggressive, I just think it's another step. Like, they're getting there. You know, again, they're not all the way there just yet, but I think by mid-January, late January, you're going to see this team really clicking.
All right, Chris, while we have you here, I wanted to get your opinion on the Lakers, and we've talked a little bit about this morning, online rumors about a trade with the Washington Wizards and John Wall and Lonzo Ball and how Carmelo Anthony might wind up somehow with L.A.
Please make Lonzo Ball play anywhere but L.A. That would be the best. Heads will explode.
Right, and LeVar Ball's head will explode. But, I mean, just what LeBron James's motivation is at this point in time, what does it look like to you?
Well, I mean, if the Lakers went out and traded for John Wall you know, I don't know what that would say about what they think their ability is to lure free agents in the summer of 2019 and beyond. I mean, John Wall's contract is obscene. I mean, it's a cap-killing contract for the next 4 years. So you're basically saying that LeBron and John Wall, along with Brandon Ingram, is going to be the core of your team moving forward. That wins nothing. That beats nobody. And John Wall is the type of player who I don't think his game is going to age all that well. He's battled knee injuries for the last few seasons. I can't imagine a John Wall in his early to mid-30s being a highly effective player, especially a guy that relies on speed more than anything else. Not to get big picture here, but I understand the Lakers' motivation for signing LeBron James. I would have too, but there's no scenario, guys, none, where I think the Lakers win a championship with this group. I just don't. I think they become uber popular, but you know, they're to me with LeBron, at best they're going to be a conference semis, maybe if they're lucky, a conference finals team. I just don't see how the talent comes together for them to challenge with LeBron.
Oh, how dare you! You haven't heard the rumors about Carmelo Anthony,
Killjoy,
LeBron James wanting him there. That's going to solve everything.
I mean, Carmelo's good. That's all. Like, I mean, I it's funny. Like, I like Carmelo, and Carmelo's not like in Oklahoma City. Carmelo, great guy, just didn't fit. In Houston, Carmelo, great guy, just didn't fit. He is like to make it. I mean, I would describe him as an analog player in a digital age. Like, he just doesn't fit with today's game. That's not going to change, you know, with another change of scenery.
Is Kevin Durant leaving at the end of the year? Is he leaving the Warriors?
Is he going to New York?
You know, it's guesswork at this point, but I've written this before, and it's worth saying again, that there are an extraordinary number of people, that smart people, that believe unequivocally that Kevin Durant is gone. But, you know, people that I've trusted on various issues in the past that say to me, no, he's gone. He's going to New York. Now, is Kevin Durant, if they win a third championship, is Kevin Durant motivated to stay there and see how far they can take it? I don't know. Is he motivated by money at the end of the season, the Warriors they can offer the most? I don't know. But there are just a lot of people in the NBA, guys, that believe without a shadow of a doubt that Kevin Durant is gone. That's been the most startling thing about this upcoming free agency process.
Can he handle it?
Yeah, he seems like an
awful... Can he handle New York? He seems very sensitive.
He's very...
He wouldn't go in as like the guy like Porzingis was. Like, Porzingis goes in and, you know, it's expected that over the course of his career, he would save them. He would go in with kind of a blank slate. He'd be 30 years old and people would welcome him with open arms. And the upside for Kevin Durant, if you talk to people around him, is that one championship in New York, where they haven't won since, the early 1970s, that's worth like five anywhere else. You win a championship in New York, you are a god in basketball circles. So I think if he does wind up going, you're going to hear that as a reason for a motivation.
All right, Chris Mannix, senior writer at Sports Illustrated. Also see him in NBC Sports Boston. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
Anytime, fellas.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 85 Sports Hub. You should have a are you with a line? You gotta know by now. You should have a are you with a crazy mama? You gotta know. You gotta are you with a crazy mama? You gotta know by now. You should have a are you with a
Okay.
Chase invasion paper, like with Twitter again. Sick of arguing with white dudes on the internet.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Rich told a story about his friend going over to a girl's house that he was familiar with from work, and her mother was sitting there, and she asked if it was okay if her mother went on a date.
It was her first date.
Yep. Friend faked the phone call, went outside and left. So what the interesting thing is that Rich went in and asked Bird to get telephone numbers. And then
we had full phone lines. So after that, like, there are people calling with like their shortest dates, which, by the way, we'll still take it. 617-779-0985. But we had full phone lines, but we had Chris Mannix on. So I said to Bird, I said, all right, Bird, write down the phone numbers of these people. We want to get them back at 840 because we want to talk to them. And
well, a minute later, Bert asked Dan what you asked him again.
Oh.
Wait, but Bert,
no,
Bert, yeah, he forgot completely. And now, Bert, get on the microphone because I'm interested in this too. All right, so you and Nick, I was not here yesterday. I was it was an ailment, very very serious. Now, Bert, you and Nick were going to fight
verbally.
Okay, but you said earlier that, like, you were like, what, do you want to go?
Yeah.
All right, so what was...
I basically said, make me.
Okay, so, all right, so here's the deal, is that, by the way, Nick's already really bored with his Twitch job. So, like...
He's so lonely in there.
Yeah, like, so Nick is doing...
Nick is saying, no, I'm not. No, he's not.
Oh, yeah, well, Dan...
Yes.
Yeah, he's super bored. Yes, because it's boring.
How bored? I saw his head sort of bobbing, and I'm like, "We've fallen asleep in there."
Yeah. Well, that's why Mark Jamelli comes on. Then Nick, wake up, Nicholas, wake up, would you?
Quality, comfort, and price. That's nice.
I'm going to get on to Twitch. He was. He's been talking to people.
Yeah, I love it. I got my calculator out. I'm talking to everyone.
It's not a calculator.
Yeah, you go right. You know, 8008. Turn it upside down. Boom.
Kelly's roast beef.
Oh, yeah, roast beef. Boom. On a calculator. Nicholas, look. So, it said boom.
So, now, what was the friction between the two of you?
Dude, okay, we should pull that break yesterday.
It's
not even a full break. It's like 2 minutes where I just brought them in to try to describe what they were fighting over, and it was, I don't know. You're like, no, what really? What were you guys fighting over? Fighting over? And like, jeez. Like, they wouldn't answer the question. They didn't know I have any answers. And then Bird came in, and we have these very expensive, because it's a TV studio in here, very expensive blinds that go up and go down. And Bird comes in at one point and just tries to grab one of them and pull it down as if it's like one of the kinds that's like at the Holiday Inn.
Okay, I don't care if he breaks it. My main problem is this. Why was he shutting it?
I think it's because...
Because you weren't here, and Nick wanted to take advantage of putting down the blinds.
Oh, my God. But Nick knows that there's a switch that you flip, and they come down electronically.
Does it really matter that the window's open? I mean, is this really what we're doing now?
Yep.
Is that this is...
I get that for Nick, because that's part of his gig, is to make sure that part, like, runs smoothly.
Believe me, it looks fine.
But for Bird to come in.
Look at it now. It's got to look fine. There's no way.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yes, of course it's fine.
No, it's a window, size.
What is
thing
he,
of
a cinematographer?
It wrecks the view for what? 20 minutes.
You have somewhat of a Jesus of Nazareth look because there's this like glow behind
Good.
Your head.
I should because I'm perfect. I'm Jesus-esque.
Jesus-esque.
Now everyone, go into Nick's room and buy Girl Scout cookies. All right, so what were you doing? So I can get this over with already. All right, so why were you guys arguing? What happened?
A fan asked us, where's Brandon Merriweather? And I said, he's running a restaurant in Florida. He's been super busy. You know, we'll try to get him on.
Okay.
And Nick goes, shut up, Bird. I'm like, no, make me.
Wait, why did he tell you to shut up?
I have no idea why.
None of those.
Dick tendencies,
Dan,
you know?
None of those words came out of their mouths yesterday. Not one. Not a mention of Brandon Merriweather, not a thing. I mean, it was like...
But why did it escalate so quickly? Why did he care if you were talking about Brandon Merriweather?
I have no idea why. He has dick tendencies.
Well, all right, Nick, go in there. It's fine. There can be one shot at Twitch.
Just go wide.
Just go wide and just come in. It's like you got to appease the like five people on the right.
Well, 231.
Yeah. Well, I would like to think more people are listening on the radio.
They are.
Oh, Nicholas, take a seat. You got to sit there. You got to take it super serious.
So if you want to see Nick very nervous right now, twitch.tv, search the sports up.
All right, so why did you two argue yesterday?
I honestly don't remember. I think he was
That's
just
a surprise.
Are
you guys both Men in Black? The two of yours memories.
Each right, the microphone they sit in front of, it just like erases anything that's happened within the last like hour.
Yeah.
Okay, so you heard the bit where they were supposed to imitate people. The best thing was that Nick didn't have time to come up with the
thing. You had a whole evening.
No, but you couldn't just sit there immediately and just go, Don King.
Okay, because people didn't hear it. The task was imitate somebody. We'll guess who it is. So you didn't have time to think of somebody to imitate when you could just pick somebody.
I know.
Okay, well.
I know. Yeah. I know. I dropped the ball.
But it's not that you... I don't really care, but it's just...
Should we send them to improv classes?
I don't know, dude. We did a lot of that with Adolfo.
All right. I just have crippling anxiety. I don't know. Just like since I've come back to the show, it's just
because
like,
your life could end at any time.
Right. It's because your heart could just shoot out of your chest.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's just like
I can
spring
hear it right now, boing, ticking away.
It's that valve of yours. I bet you the doctor was like, yeah, well, he won't notice. And it's just like a straw from a McDonald's drink. All right. So, Bird. He doesn't remember why you fought. Do you remember that he said to you that it could get physical?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't remember that.
Okay, why did you care that he was talking about Brandon Merriweather?
To be honest, I just said, shut up, Bird, just to say something. I didn't know he said anything about Brandon Merriweather.
Then why'd you tell him to shut up?
I don't know.
Because he has dick tendencies, that's why.
It's because you wanted to tell him to shut up.
Yeah.
Is this eerily?
You want to tell me show, but yeah, you couldn't come up with a bit.
Fred, we had them try out one of those post-show things.
Like
they did a video together, like where people were asking them questions. We did like one of those Twitch Live things, and it was glorious.
All right. So Rich and John and I, we all have two kids. Is this eerily similar to a conversation you would have with a 10 and an 8-year-old?
I have these conversations with my 9-year-old boys 5 days a week.
Right, we're just trying to piece together.
5 days
like,
a week.
You walk in and something's broken.
Yeah.
All you want to know is what happened.
Daddy told me to shut up. I did not. Did too.
Why'd you tell him to shut
every
up?
Every day.
Why'd you tell him to shut up?
I don't know.
Brandon Merriweather.
But to be honest, I didn't really remember anything from yesterday because there were so many issues with the camera. So I was.
You don't have to man the camera right now. You're in the studio. Just wide shot, wide angle. There you go. Thank you, Nick. You're doing an excellent job. You're doing an excellent job on it. You are. I promise you.
And I understand it's important to the company.
It is. Yes. And it's obviously important. But in situations like this, you can go wide angle.
Okay.
When you're talking.
All right. Sorry. So you don't remember. What's the last thing you remember?
What I had for breakfast this morning.
What did you have for dinner yesterday?
For dinner, I had meatloaf.
No, did you make sauce. It?
No, I didn't.
You went out and got it?
No. My girlfriend made it for dinner last night.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
You two make love?
No, we didn't.
Do you need to take pills to make love?
What? No.
I'm being dead serious because of your heart.
Viagra or?
No,
like aspirin.
No, you see, I thought you meant like so his heart doesn't like.
That's what I thought you meant. That's a fair question as well.
Yeah. That's what I thought you meant.
Do you don't have to take like Valtrex or something?
No. Nothing like that.
Okay, so you can still become aroused?
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to have children?
Yeah. That's nothing, you know.
Okay.
I'll still be able to.
When are you going to pop the question?
Oh, good question, Fred. Good question.
How long have you been dating? And she did save your life, technically.
She did save my life, yes.
Does she want to get married to you?
You know.
That's yes.
Has she discussed marrying you?
Tick, tick, tick. We talked about it briefly, but
yeah.
You know, it's still way too early.
If it's even brought up,
it's over.
How much do you think you could spend on a ring right now? Because it's supposed to be half of your salary.
Half of my salary?
Wait, is quarter year salary? 2 months salary?
I thought it was 2 years.
It's two months salary.
So. So do you have the quarter that you could put in the machine to get the plastic? All right. No, so
currently,
seriously.
Right now, no.
All right. So seriously. So when are you going to propose? Do you know how you're going to do it?
No, I don't.
She saved your life.
I know she saved my life.
Maybe you should pretend you're dead again when she comes over to check on you.
That's a great idea.
You could just say,
or maybe you should open up the scar in your chest
and then my heart belongs to you. Yeah. Pull it out Mola Ram style.
And then have the ring in there.
Nice. She just walks into my apartment and I'm on the ground.
Is she disgusted at all by the big scar in your chest?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, that's actually kind of cool. Like, that's cool. The scar's
I never said it wasn't.
Yeah.
But this is a keeper. Why aren't you marrying her?
Oh, my God.
I'm not saying
how long
I'm
have
not
you been together?
Marry her. I'm not saying that.
How long have you been together?
It's going to be like almost a year.
Who's getting married first, Bird or Nick?
Oh, well, Bird's not
getting married. Bird's getting married first.
Bird's getting married first.
And his head is turning.
Yes.
When are you getting married?
I don't know. I told her when she finishes nursing school.
Okay, so like in 6 years?
Two.
Okay.
When she can take care of you. You're going to be a kept man.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So in 2 years, you're going to get engaged.
Yeah, sure.
Are you going to do it like at the graduation?
No.
Okay. Do you know how you're going to do it?
Yeah, I have a pretty good idea how I want to do it.
What are you going to do?
Right in front of the roast beef place. Mike's roast beef.
Back in the Honda Pilot.
Are you going to do... That's what I was going to say.
Honda Pilot in the Square One Mall parking lot.
Yeah. Are you going to take her back to the Honda Pilot?
Yeah. No, I won't do that.
Where you first made love to her?
No.
Okay.
I won't do that.
That would be kind of romantic.
I don't think she will approve of that.
If you were just like, hey, get in the back. I got something for you. And then after you give her the ring.
Dude, there's no question where they're doing it. And Dan said the exact same thing in my headphones. They're going to go to the classiest place within a 4-mile radius of where Bird grew up. That being the brand new Everett Monolith.
Oh, yeah.
No, you know what I would do if I was Bird?
The casino.
No, I'd go to Revere Beach and I'd put it in the sand and then I would have like a metal meter.
Yeah, I like that.
14 people would beat you to the ring.
That's a good point.
You wouldn't be alone. Have you been to Revere Beach before?
No, that's a good point.
No, I have not.
It's treasure hunter's paradise. Yeah. Look at this bottle cap ring. This is from 1942. It's Storage Wars in the Sand. Dan said that in my headphones. He's exactly right.
I wonder if anyone's ever found something valuable. All right, so Nick, you're going to get engaged soon.
I'm not saying soon or anything
Christmas?
Like that. Christmas? Christmas? Like, of this year?
Yeah.
At our company party?
Two weeks.
At the show party?
I'm going to pop the question during dinner.
Yeah, you should. At the show party.
Do you want us to make arrangements with the restaurant so you can pop the question
that's
then?
That's a good question.
There's one thing I won't do. It won't be on a holiday. It won't be like on Christmas or anything like that. Or a birthday.
It'll be special.
Yeah.
Don't do it on Valentine's Day. I'm not.
Okay.
Okay.
It's lame.
Your head's red.
I know.
That's a day for dames.
I, Nicholas, propose you'll never do better.
Your dad's going to flip out, though.
He calls her his angel.
No, you're done.
She saved my life. Yes. Illegitimate.
Would he put it in a meatball?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Hey!
I made this one with love, wink. My name's Mark. Honey, don't eat the whole thing. We'll have to fish it out. Just wait till you hear the plunk in the porcelain. You might chip a tooth.
All right, well, listen. It seems like you two are... How long have you been dating your girl, Bird?
2 years.
Two years.
Okay. And how long were yours, Nick?
Around a year.
I dated my wife for 4 years.
10 years here.
Yeah. Richard was with
us. We started dating, we were like zygotes.
Yeah. In a Corey and Topanga situation going on.
Nice.
All right. Well,
if he needs a ring, I have the connections.
He does. He knows a guy. Yeah. And,
you know a guy?
He's got Everett connection.
Really? No, he's not an Everett guy. Rhode Island guy.
Oh, wow.
Does he fence these items? Or
my best friend's dad owns Ross Jewels in Rhode Island.
So
he's like,
there it is.
He's like, Bert, come see me.
Very
I'll
good.
Take care of you. I'm like, all right.
Okay.
No,
how much are you planning on spending?
Off the top of my head, I have no idea. What does an engagement ring go for? Like 10, 12,000 more? I don't know.
Is it one month or two?
Don't listen to that crap.
It's 2 months salary.
2 months salary.
Yeah.
It's pretty much
don't listen to that crap. Just
why not?
Just get something cheap.
Why?
Just get something cheap.
She'll love it.
No, honestly, like get something.
Well,
that's
not everyone's been with their girl since they were 12.
Honestly, if you're with her 18 years before you propose, it's a little different.
If you give them a ring that's kind of substandard and they leave you, then F them. Then you have to spend a whole life with someone like that.
Oh, please. You got to give them a ring to the best of your ability.
Yeah. Test them.
Yeah, that's right. That's the time you're
going to spend. I like your heads up, Rich. I like your heads up.
I actually like her.
Honestly, if
you're just going to have to replace
it. If they're so pissed off by the quality of the ring that they break up with you, do you want a lifetime of that?
No, they're not going to break up, but they'll be disappointed. They'll be disappointed in the ring. And so do you want to disappoint them on such a big occasion?
Well, I mean, do what you can, but don't...
No, 2 months salary. That's all. Save up. You still getting that Jamelli fortune?
Dude, that was gone when he bought the sweet motorcycle.
Jamelli fortune is it's now the Jamelli estate, which is a 600 square foot condo.
Ah, hey, 600 square foot.
How many recliners is that?
At 7.5 recliners. Nicholas, you've done it.
I could fit 4 recliners in this thing.
600 square feet, my lord. It's like walking into an emperor's house.
So he said, why don't you propose at Bernie and Phil's?
Oh, that's a great point. Great point.
Quality, comfort, and price. That's nice.
How'd you do in school, Nick?
And then, how did I do?
Yeah.
Oh, I was horrible in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your grand point average?
It's probably in the mid twos.
You smoke a lot of pot in high school?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Kind of figured. By the way, your reception, you could be...
Kelly's Road Street.
Oh, that's true.
Why not?
Or Calhoun.
She is from the North
Calhouns.
Shore.
Calhouns.
All right. Well, you two love birds.
Yeah.
Shake hands and make up. Three. And you two love birds make up. And you guys go back to your prospective jobs. And we will be talking to a man by name of Dave Hyde. He covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel down there in Miami, Florida. And we will... Okay, and then we will get some of that going.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Newbury Comics says thousands of the most unique stocking stuffers. If you got a Secret Santa thing or a Yankee Swap White Elephant, that's the best place to go. They got wicked cool stuff, including Fortnite Funko Pop figures, a huge selection of Harry Potter stuff, Star Wars t-shirts, Rick and Morty, Game of Thrones, Marvel, The Office, music, tees, pop figures, books, calendars, ornaments, game socks, comics, and so much more. Newbury Comics is the place to go. They got a bunch of vinyl, too, and I know people love vinyl nowadays. So head to Newbury Comics, the perfect thing for anyone on your gift list. Newbury Comics, wicked good gifts for the holidays.
If you want to get exclusive access to the New England Patriots and a great rate on your car insurance, then you need...
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.